In the face of a new wave of immigrants, leaders of the European Union have agreed to take in 40,000 refugees who have landed in Italy and Greece in recent months. But heated disagreements among European leaders forced the EU to reject any formula or quota to process the refugees among EU nations. Thus far in 2015, nearly 185,000 asylum seekers have landed in EU nations, a spike of 86% over a year earlier. Inside Europe, there are signs of growing resistance to increased immigration from Middle East war zones and impoverished nations. Anti-immigration political parties have won recent elections in Denmark and Austria. The draft European Union migration plan, obtained by the Guardian newspaper, gives the EU border agency Frontex broad new powers to identify, register, and deport migrants, but rejects establishing any formal national quota for accepting new refugees. On the eve of the EU summit, Doctors Without Borders issued a statement that charged that the current emergency is an orchestrated humanitarian crisis created by the failure of the EU to put in place adequate and humane policies. Member states spend their time talking about closing borders, building fences, and issuing threatening ultimatums. More than 20 years after Rwanda's genocide, which killed over 800,000 people in a matter of weeks, the East African nation is experiencing increasing growth and development, even as it continues efforts to end ethnic conflict. Yet tension between ethnic groups remains, especially for the native indigenous Twa people, who have been displaced from traditional hunting grounds and struggle to hold on to their culture. Unlike the Hutus and Tutsi people, the Twa are neither victims nor perpetrators of the 1994 genocide, but remain a distinct ethnic group. Many Twa who have been expelled from their native forests now must work as day laborers to survive. After the genocide, the Rwandan government passed laws against ethnic divisionism and genocide ideology and banned the ethnic labels Hutu and Tutsi. Many of the nation's citizens were sent to re-education camps to unlearn tribal prejudice and help build a new Rwanda. But despite 20 years of economic progress, the Twa people remain desperately poor and live at the margins of Rwandan society. California's historic 1975 Agricultural Labor Relations Act, known as the Farm Workers Law, is under threat after a state appeals court in Fresno overturned the law's mandatory mediation powers. Under the law's mandatory mediation provision, a negotiator can be called in to settle a union grower contract dispute if the employer refuses to negotiate for a first-time contract. After talking with both sides, the mediator can recommend a settlement. An appeal is expected before the California Supreme Court. The current court case involves Growen Farms, which harvests peaches and grapes in Fresno. Growen has challenged the farm workers' law with the support of national right-wing and anti-union groups. A state mediator called for a union contract at the farm that employs 5,000 farm workers, requiring equal wages for similar jobs and a prohibition on discrimination. The 1975 Agricultural Labor Practices Act created a legal process for farm workers to unionize, making it illegal for employers to retaliate against workers seeking to organize. According to the news magazine In These Times, after more than a decade of negotiations failed to produce a contract with Growen Farms, the United Farm Workers renewed its drive for a contract and called in a state mediator. The grower replied by launching a drive to decertify the farm workers' union. If the mandatory mediation powers are rejected by the California Supreme Court, it would be a dramatic blow to farm workers organizing in many states in the U.S. and the campaigns they wage to enforce meaningful labor contracts. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.